A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord. First, let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. I think we can all really relate to this gospel this morning, because there are many times in our lives where we feel like God's asking us to do something, and what do we give God? Instead of the yeses, we give a list of excuses. I'll try tomorrow. It's too cold today. It's too hot. I'm too tired. I've already done my time. Let somebody else do it. And the list can go on and on. And yet Jesus reminds us very clearly of this gospel that if we say yes to him, we are truly doing the will of God in our lives. So, my dear friends, in other words, Jesus doesn't want to hear our excuses, okay? He wants action. He wants passionate faith. He wants us to say yes, because your life is such a gift for the world. And when we do not say yes to him, there's so many missed opportunities to make the world a better place by our faith. So, my dear friends, be not afraid. If Jesus asks you to do something, he will bless you, he will guide you, and he will bring it to fruition if it's his will. So let us never, ever be afraid to say yes to Jesus. So, my friends, be not afraid, okay? And let's choose to say yes to him always. So let's pray right now that the Holy Spirit will be with us, that we may have the strength and guidance to say yes to Jesus, as Saint Therese, our little flower, taught us so beautiful on her feast day today.